October 25, Importance of Home Religion. I will put my trust in Him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Hebrews 2:13. There is a need of constant watchfulness, a daily reconversion, that our individual traits of character shall be wholly sanctified to God. All our powers are to be purified from the dross of sin and trained for service. There are many who, while professing to be the servants of God and to be looking for the soon return of Christ, are not having the experience that all must have who stand without fault before God. They are making mistakes in the work of character building. To continue to make these mistakes is a costly business, for they hinder the progress in the divine life. Our religious obligations begin in serving God faithfully in the home life. I am urged to bear testimony to parents in public and private that they may be led to devote all their powers in sanctified service for Christ. I am instructed to urge upon our people the need of being imbued with the Spirit of God. This Spirit will teach believers to work in harmony with Christ whenever and wherever opportunity offers. As different families among our people have been presented before me, I have been shown their great need of the converting power of God. Religion in the home is of vital importance. Upon fathers and mothers rests to a large degree the responsibility for the mold of character that their children receive. If parents will teach their children to conduct themselves according to the principles of the Word of God, these children will unconsciously teach others what it means to be Christians. Let parents maintain true Christian dignity before their children, and they will be greatly aided in their work of upbuilding the kingdom of Christ. The Apostle Paul, describing the children living in these last days, declares them to be disobedient to parents, unthankful, and holy. It is important that parents realize the tendency of the age and labor untiringly to educate their children away from those things, preparing them by teaching them to love and copy the life of Christ for a place in the future life of holiness. Letter 90, October 25, 1911, to Elder and Mrs. S. N. Haskell.